Now, harboring, holding grudges and harboring ill will towards people is one of the strong kinds of unfinished business that will prevent a person from, you know, letting go, or especially you know, being the impetus for having to come back and finish that business with the persons later on. So it's a very powerful practice to forgive people. As soon as somebody has done something, you know, to you, not to hold it and harbor it in yourself and let that build up into resentment and ill will and anger, because that's a poison. It's like a poison that poisons us, harboring these kinds of things. So it's a good practice to, even every night, you know, after every day, you know, if anybody has done anything to you during that day that you're remembering, to start your evening meditation by, you know, forgiving that person or asking for their forgiveness if you might have done something that they got irritated about, or even forgiving yourself, you know, if you did something unmindfully and you're kind of, you know, beating yourself about it, to, you know, to acknowledge that, yes, I did something because of unmindfulness, and, but I'll, you know, make an effort to try not to do it again. So, you know, a whole life, you know, we've had different experiences with people. So, if you have a certain persons that you still, you know, are holding some type of ill will toward, or at least some negativity, or something that you, you know, you still haven't forgiven them for, or something you think that they did to you, or their fault, maybe not to you, maybe to somebody else, maybe they did somebody something to some loved one of yours. And the power to forgive, it's, you know, it's a very powerful. So it's a good practice also for, you know, to die. So when we die, we won't have any of these kind of things in our mind. We'll have already forgiven people. So I'm going to try to go through that and just try to recall somebody, either from the present, or somebody even from the past, that you know, you might have be holding some feelings like that toward, and then we'll go through that, and then after the forgiveness, then cultivating metta to that person, oneself, and to all living beings. And even if you may not have anybody, you know, at the moment that, you know, you can think that you have an ill will towards, you can, you know, invent something. Or maybe go back and do it a second time if you've forgiven somebody. Come back and do it again. So anyway, just first of all, just get comfortable in the body. Just take a few deep, slow breaths. Relax the mind into the present moment of the breathing body. The next out-breath, just let the breathing alone. Don't try to control it any longer. Now, to recall some situation with some person that you're still holding some negative feeling toward, blaming them for doing something to you or your loved ones, some person that you're having ill will towards, or have not forgiven. And just try to picture that person's face in your mind's eye. And just sort of remember that situation that occurred. As much detail as you can remember. Really try to visualize that person's face if you can. Just look into their eyes. Just try to see the pain in their eyes. Knowing that whatever they did out of their own ignorance and conditioning. They were themselves in a lot of pain when they did some sort of negative action. So we look into their eyes and tell them, I forgive you. I forgive you. Even if it's difficult, if your chest is tight, just, I forgive you. Just keep looking in their eyes and just imagine their response. A little more, I forgive you. Start to open your heart a little more. I forgive you. It's painful to keep somebody out of your heart. Just keep opening a little more. I forgive you. Or to imagine how their face or response would change. And then consider your own part in whatever situation that was. Maybe you had an argument or other types of history. And still looking into their eyes and say, if I hurt you in any way, please forgive me. Even if they don't respond, just please forgive me. If I did anything out of unmindfulness or my own conditioning, it was just an unmindful response, some bad words, please forgive me. Maybe it would even be with a different person. Somebody who thinks that you harmed them. So please forgive me. Now, try to look at your own image, like looking in a mirror. And if you're holding some bad memories or feelings about yourself from having done something unskillful toward anybody, some other persons, and you're still kind of beating yourself for it, feeling guilty, just look into your own eyes. I know I did those things. When I was foolish and unmindful. But the past is the past. I'm trying to consciously do better now. Just forgive yourself. I forgive you. You're just looking at your own face, into your own eyes. You say your name. I forgive you. I forgive myself. Even you find it difficult to forgive yourself, just keep trying a little more. Just open your heart to yourself. It's hard to keep yourself out of your own heart. Now just try to feel some sense of relief, or kind of releasing these built up negative thoughts. What a burden has been lifted when you let go of it. Revenge, ill will, resentment. It's a heavy burden on the heart. Just feel lighter and cleaner. You can come back and take a couple more deep, slow breaths. And shifting our focus to cultivating thoughts of friendliness, best wishes, metta, toward ourselves and all other beings. So again, just kind of just watching your body sitting and breathing. So you're kind of standing 1 or 2 feet, looking down, your breathing body. Knowing the effort that you're giving toward trying to tread the spiritual path, practice the Dhamma. Just look upon yourself with a friendly mind, knowing what weaknesses you still have, shortcomings. Just thinking, may I be well and happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from greed, hatred, fear, ignorance, things that have kept my mind in suffering for so long. May I be able to overcome and free the mind from its unskillful thoughts, speech, and action. And be free from the pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by my unskillful thoughts and actions. May I have the patience, the strength, mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May I be able to continue to make steady progress in the practice of Dhamma, the practice of meditation, to free the mind from suffering. May I be well, peaceful, and wise. And so thinking about one's parents, other family members, relatives, good friends, even those people that you've just forgiven. May all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from the pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by their unskillful thought, speech, and action. May they have the patience and strength and mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. If they haven't already, may they have the opportunity to hear the teachings of the Dhamma, to practice the Noble Eightfold Path. To develop their meditation, to free their minds from suffering. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. Just thinking about all the common, ordinary people out there in the world, working menial jobs or other jobs, trying to make ends meet in this difficult world, undergoing all kinds of difficulties and hardships. May all of them be well, happy, and peaceful. May they be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by their unskillful thoughts and actions, and by the actions from others. May they have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they also have the precious opportunity to hear the teachings of the Buddha, teachings of the Dhamma, to follow the Noble Eightfold Path to the end of suffering. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. Sending these same thoughts out to all the rich and famous and powerful and influential people in the world, politicians, people who control the fate to some extent of so many others. Influence so many people. May all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from the pain, sorrow, and sufferings of the body and mind. They also have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they also have the precious opportunity to hear the teachings of the Dhamma, to practice the Dhamma, to learn and practice meditation so that they can correct their wrong views and make the right kinds of decisions that will bring more harmony, peace in the world instead of war. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. Again, try to feel your each out breath, feel your heartbeat, your pulse. Just sort of imagine with each out breath, pulse, or heartbeat, this is waves of metta going out of your body and mind. It's like waves emanating from a radio tower. Just waves of warm, friendly metta vibration going out across the hills and the valleys, going back to Washington, Philadelphia, Baltimore, the whole country, wherever you're from. Just imagine it with each pulse and breath, the energy going further afield, cross the ocean, to envelop the whole earth. And see if you can kind of just picture the beautiful green-blue earth suspended in space. Just imagine that earth surrounded, being permeated and suffused, warm metta vibration. Enters the bodies and minds of all the beings, soothing the fires of their greed, hatred, and delusion, soothing the pains of their physical sufferings, mental sufferings. Giving them patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. We wish that may all beings in the whole earth and beyond be able to live peacefully and harmoniously together, understanding the ultimate karmic interconnectedness and interdependence of all things. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful.